Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. My name is Paul Harvey, and I'm looking for answers. What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to have a good, well-lived life? This podcast is conversations with people that look like they have it sorted. Hello and welcome to Life, Passion and Business. I am your host, Paul Harvey, and this is the weekly show. So I'm back at my desk with my fantastic microphone and looking out my amazing windows. It's nice to be home. I've been travelling to Essex and all places south over the last month, in fact most of this year on and off, and so it has always been a bit of a challenge since about April time to keep up with the podcast and guesting and that sort of stuff. And that has led me to today. I had a guest line up today and we were having a conversation and our systems just were not compatible. It was just not working, and so we have rescheduled. So, which just gives me the opportunity to speak to you guys myself, which is lovely. I take the opportunity to talk and to tell you more about what is coming in the podcast in the next few months. So, as you know, I started this podcast as a reaction to the death of my father and to his... It's hard to describe really what happened to him. His kind of withdrawing from life in terms of his circle of interest and his circle of activity got smaller and smaller and smaller until it was no longer relevant. And that's kind of how it went for him really. And that was a choice. He did choose that path. And I noticed that I had started to do the same. I was looking at the world from a perspective of like, what is it all for? And it has been the journey that I've taken with these amazing guests that appeared, having asked them to ask these big relevant questions. When those guests turned up and said, "Yes, we'll talk to you," that's lovely. And then we had this conversation. We asked the big questions about life, about passion, about meaning. And I found those answers from all those different people, where there were 25 guests. What I discovered from all those different conversations was that life actually has no meaning other than which you give it. Now, I'll say that again for you. Life has no meaning other than that which you give it. And I think that is a really valuable lesson that I've learned in terms of, I want to get more out of life, I've got to be prepared to put more in. And that was, in a way, when I look what my father had done, he stopped doing everything. And that's what I was doing. If you don't do anything, you don't step out the door, you don't step out onto the other side of fear, as I've heard people say, if you don't walk through fear, then you actually won't discover anything of value. And that has been the critical change for me, the realization that I have to step out into the world and do things differently. But also I have to be willing to explore. And that what has come out for me is that idea of exploration, of discovering new things. Now, one of the things about this, I thought I was pretty stuck. I didn't think it was possible for me to change. And what has come out of this, in a way, is my exploration with my own body in terms of my health and fitness has been a massive change. I started to get fit probably 2 years ago in terms of my going to the gym. And while there, I started running and I learnt to run, because I had never learnt properly to run on a run, you know, ever. And, you know, watching me on a running machine in early days was like a sack of potatoes with legs. And you do see this. I see people at the gym and I see people with running styles now. They must have, my God, how are you standing up? You know, you watch someone and their body throws from one side to the other and their leg kind of sticks out and saves them. And it's like, that's how I used to run. And I wondered why I was getting knee problems. And it was, I went to a physiotherapist and we realized that all the muscles down my right side had, for want of a better word, atrophied. They disappeared. I hadn't been using them for years. And so my body was completely out of kilter. And that's why my running was so difficult. So it's amazing that learning experience, that was last year, actually, it was before my father died, I discovered that. But the learning experience of putting my running back, back together, if for want of a better word, gave me the opportunity to run better, to run faster, to run with more ease. But it was this year that the major shift came. Now I went down to Essex as part of the project working with my father's house, and I stayed with my brother who does a little bit of running, and he was going out for a run one day. He said, "Come with me." So I did, and I found it really easy. I thought, "Wow, that's pretty good," and so. When I got back, I investigated a running app on my phone, how to get to 10K in, I'm not sure how many days it was. It wasn't 30 days. It was like something like 60 days or something. But it was amazing. The shift in my body, the running, the ability to actually do that shift and to go out three times a week and to see the progression in myself was absolutely breathtaking. And I'm just so delighted that I've done this. Now, it's shown me what's possible. It's shown me that I can change. I can do new things, which has been great. So outside of exercise, what else am I doing? I'm starting to take out more time for myself. I'm starting to do more things for myself. So Sunday was a good example. I was up very early on Sunday, well before the family here. And that has been the pattern over the last 6 months. I'm getting up early and early and going to bed early and early. My family tend to be late birds and I'm becoming more of an early bird, which is great. I'm really enjoying it. So I was up early Sunday. I think I did a workout Sunday morning. Yes, I did a workout Sunday morning at the gym. And I came back and I went out to... it's hard to explain what it is. We call it Teze. It's a style of singing that comes from the Teze community in France, and a local community, a group of people sing these songs, and they have a, for want of a better word, a service, which is a collection of songs and poems and that sort of stuff. And it's a nice way of having a Sunday. It's a spiritual experience, should we call it. And I went there for a while and did some singing, but the sun was calling me, as was the beach. So I left relatively early after that, and I went and walked probably for 40 minutes on the beach and listen to the seals barking on the sand pit. And there's a sandbar just out off the coast and you can hear the seals barking on the sandbar, which was lovely to hear that. And then the sun was shining and it was just such a glorious day. If you want to see photographs of that, of my little walk out on the beach on Sunday, go and have a look at my Facebook page. You'll see them on there. So yes, that was me really just relaxing into the day and just really enjoying being with myself. So what else is going on at the moment? I have to realise one of the reoccurring themes that's been happening over the last few months is this battle with technology. The technology being away was the one thing that was the biggest resistance to getting the podcast operating. And that was mainly connectivity. And it is surprising, you know, you can have a Wi-Fi connection, but if it's not a good Wi-Fi connection, the sound quality just goes through the floor and it's just not worth doing a recording with poor sound quality. So I've had a couple of opportunities to record things with guests and it's just been terrible, absolute dire, so I didn't bother. While I was at the cottage, I had lined up a few podcast interviews. That was down in Devon last week with a family event. And I lined up a load of interviews there because we were promised Wi-Fi. And it was, to be fair, the Wi-Fi was pretty good, but again, it wasn't good enough sound quality, so that didn't happen either. And then today, I had a podcast lined up with a gentleman in America, and his system and my system was incompatible, so that didn't happen either. So it's interesting. Now, in previous life, I'd have got quite stressed out about this technology issue, But what I'm realizing, it doesn't matter. It just is. It's just a problem to be dealt with and just to be sat with. And yes, we will get through it. We will reschedule, and we now know all the compatibility issues. And once we reschedule, we'll have that meeting, no problem. So that's what's going on at the moment. I keep having technology issues with Lisa as well, and in terms of our communication. So yeah, this is a reoccurring theme, but I'm just planning on it being a reoccurring theme, and it's obviously there for a purpose. So what's happening next? Okay, so the podcast is going through a rebranding process. You'll notice some things have changed on the website if you use the website at all. That's in hand. There are projects going on with myself and Lisa. We are putting together a 8-week training program, which will be an experiential program that will take you from wherever you are now to a place of greater passion, more meaning, and with a clear sense of purpose as to where you want to be and what you want to do. And that program will start probably in about 4 to 6 weeks, I think, maybe a little bit longer, but it will start with a 5-day challenge. And the challenge will be a little kind of snippet of something, so you can really get to understand what is possible for you. And if the challenge, you know, inspires you enough, maybe you'll take the program as well. And it'll be a pilot program. So for you guys, there'll obviously be a pilot price so that you can actually take part in that program. So that's to come. In the meantime, more guests are being lined up. And I'm exploring what that means, actually. What kind of guests we need to bring onto the show. You know, I have kind of looked for people that, as I said in the beginning of this podcast, that look like they have it sorted. But maybe I need to look for other people now. Maybe I need to look for people that, I don't know, what kind of guests should we be looking for? At the moment, I'm going to stick with the format because I think I like the format and I like the people we're talking to. So well, I think we'll stick with it. But maybe that needs to change. Who do you think I should speak to? Is there someone who should be on my podcast? That might be a question to put out on social media, actually. Anyway, that, I think, probably about wraps up this broadcast today. And I hope you stay with us. I hope you find your own passion, sense of meaning. Because, you see, this stuff is important. These big questions are vital to the success or the continuing success of human civilization and development. Too many people are doing things they actually don't want to do or don't like. And that means politics, that means jobs, that means so many things. If everybody was on target, on mission, living and working within their passion, my God, what a world we'll be living in. And I will leave you with that thought. This has been your guest. This has been your host, Paul Harvey, and that was Life, Passion and Business. I'll catch you soon.